Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another, as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask of him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. I have this kind of love-hate relationship with the lectionary because on one hand, it forces us to think about different pieces of scripture, and it doesn't really let us avoid some of the more difficult texts that we dwell in. On the other hand, it sometimes breaks up scripture in an unhelpful way. So the lectionary is this three-year rotation of scripture that we get. It's titled A, B, and C, okay? The gospel text from John directly follows the text from last week. So last week we had John 15, verses 1 through 8. And this week we pick up directly with verse 9 and go through 17. And to recap last week's scripture, we had a well-known passage about how we are the vines and Jesus Christ is the branch, as a way of saying that we are to remain connected to Christ in a similar way so that we may bear good fruit. And the text uses this word, abide, in verse 7, saying, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." This is from last week. And the same word was also in verse 15 in 1 John, saying, "God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God." So, abide is our word of the week. I want to spend some time dwelling in what it means for us to abide in Christ and in God. Abide. Menete in Greek is an aorist active, meaning that it's something that happens with no indication of time of ending of that event. So to abide here is to continue abiding. And it is active and is meant to have no end. It is active, meaning that there is something that must be done in order to remain active. It's the difference between those who are remaining in your pews because you have fallen asleep versus those who are remaining in their pews despite it being uncomfortable. One of them requires action. The other is simply because I spoke for too long. But what does it mean to abide in Christ, in God? We get direction from our text today, which is a continuation from last week. You see, our text meets us towards the end of the Gospel of John. We call chapters 14 to 17 of John the farewell discourse. It's the discourse of Jesus to the remaining disciples after the Last Supper before he heads to the cross. These are the last words of formal teaching before he heads to his death. And it is here that he reveals all things and tells them that they are no longer servants, but friends, because they have been let in on this secret as well. Last week, we are told to abide, and this week, right away, we are given the answer of what this looks like. For Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." Verses 9 through 11. And if that's not enough, going back to 1 John from last week in verse 16, it says, "So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them." Dearest siblings, to abide in Christ is to abide in love. To abide in God is to abide in love. For 1 John says that whatever does not love does not know God, for God is love. When we love, when we show even the smallest acts of love towards our siblings in Christ, we are acting with God. We are bringing God into the space. Think about that. When we bring love, and if God is love, as our scriptures say, then we are bringing God into a space. To speak of love is to speak of God. And to speak of hate is to speak against God, who is love, who teaches us love. And when the word of God, who is Jesus Christ, is used to spread hate instead of love, then we are going against the very will of God as it is laid out in our scriptures that we have before us. When we use scriptures to destroy rather than build, we are harming the very kingdom of God that Jesus brings on Easter Day. Because yesterday was May the 4th, right? May the 4th be with you. Star Wars Day, as it gets renamed. I'm going to quote a little bit of Star Wars from the 1999 film, The Phantom Menace, where Yoda says to young Anakin, "Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. And hate leads to suffering." See, we hate out of fear. Out of fear of change or loss of control or unfamiliarity or ignorance. We hate when our way of living is being challenged in a way that we aren't quite ready for. We hate when we start trusting ourselves and what we hold true rather than trusting God in the ways that God's expansive love has been spread throughout the cosmos through the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. We hate because we lack the same love that Jesus has for all of us. And with our hate, we attempt to split apart the kingdom of God, even when we are told that there is nothing we can do to separate one from the love of God that is found in Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans. For we know, despite and even in spite of the devil that would fill us with hate that brings us closer to death, Jesus Christ has shown that he has love enough for us all, even when we find ourselves lacking in love and cannot find the strength to love ourselves, let alone our enemies. Jesus Christ gives us a word of welcome in going out to find the lost coin, going out to find the lost sheep, and brings us back into the fold in the hopes that we will be able to remain, to abide in this love that changes everything. A love that has the power to soften even Pharaoh's heart, if just for a moment. A love that has the power to set the captives free. a love that allows us to call bread as flesh and wine as blood. A love that, should we abide in it, can change us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell and the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.